You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win was odds on at 10 to 11. It's now 6 to 5. And Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 14 to 1, enhanced to 20 to 1. Sunderland haven't beaten Tottenham in the league since 2010, and they haven't won at White Hart Lane since 2008. But Spurs coming into this on the back of that 2-1 loss at Wembley against Monaco, that's a big deal for them, Derek, because first taste of the Champions League since 2010-2011. They were a short price to beat Monaco. And even though Sunderland's defeat against Everton was embarrassing, we mentioned that earlier on in the podcast, defensively they were very poor. And you mentioned Lamina Kone and Jan Kirchhoff had a shocker in that game as well. Are they that bad that they should be 10-1 to win at Spurs?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest price we've seen this season, isn't it? And Spurs are what did you say, 1-3, 3-10?
3-10 they are.
I know, it's Spurs and you look at that and you shudder. I mean, I always make a big issue of the folly of backing Tottenham at long odds on. I mean, punters who have backed them at long odds on, you know, that's exactly what they're selling now, the big issue. It's just they've let punters down too often in the past. They were poor against Monaco, no doubt about it. But let's not forget they weren't at home. I know officially they were, but they weren't. Where they went to Wembley, yeah. And, you know, a crazy move in my eyes. They had a lot of the play, but they never looked like scoring against Monaco, who, by the way, look a very, very good side. The price doubles, though, defeat is out of the question. I'm actually thinking that's because it is. Not because Spurs are anything great, but Sunderland, I've said many times this season, I've got to oppose them because they do not look in any shape or form like a Premier League team. You know, players, manager, there's nothing about them that speaks to me of Premier League. Against Everton, they were under par, under pressure, underprepared. And then come May, they'll be under everyone because I don't see a worse team in the Premier League than them. So, yeah, I am for once going to say, yeah, back Spurs at long odds on because I just don't see any other result here.
I'm shivering, Derek, here in the studio now at those words. Tottenham 3-10 to win this game. I think it's too short, Tom. I really do. I know that Sunderland have struggled early on under David Moyes, but I still see a little bit of talent in that Sunderland side.
Yeah, where?
You know what? I think Lamina Kone is decent. I know he had an absolute stinker on Monday night. Jan Kirchhoff, I see quality there.
Yeah.
Duncan Watmore, I know Duncan Watmore, but I still think there's a little bit to come from this Sunderland side.
Dave, I'll tell you where I give them a little glimmer in this one is the fact that away from home, you know, they are better suited. I mean, they were wide open against Everton on Monday because they were at home, and you know, they committed so many bodies forward that Everton on the counter attack were absolutely relentless. I do think that away from home, Sunderland will be that little bit tighter. Look at their sort of recent Premier League results away from home. They've drawn at Southampton, they've drawn at Watford, they've drawn at Stoke. Okay, we're going into the back end of last year in that run, and they only lost 2-1 at Manchester City. I'm with Derek that Sunderland are more than likely to get relegated. In fact, they're more than likely to finish bottom the way things are going. But I give them more of a snip away from home than I do at home, because I do think up there, the Sunderland fans, I don't think that David Moyes can be pragmatic at home and set up like the away side and try and hit teams on the counter-attack. And I think one thing that probably backs up that point is that Jermaine Defoe scored in six successive away Premier League games, and all of them pretty much on the counter-attack. And I look at him in the anytime goal scorer marks here at 5-2 against his former club, and I don't mind that at all. I just think Spurs at home as well this season have found life a little bit more difficult to sort of break teams down. I think they've had to work a lot harder. You know, it was 1-0 against Palace. They obviously got the draw against Liverpool, and obviously losing at Wembley in midweek. I don't know what that's going to do for them ahead of this one. Look, Tottenham win the game, but I think it'll be a nervy afternoon at White Hart Lane. So to boost up the price, I'm going back a Tottenham win and under 2.5 goals. I could see a 1-0 or a 2-0 here for Tottenham, but nothing more than that, because Sunderland have had a great knack over the last sort of 6-7 months or so of staying in away games. So they don't get stuffed away from home. It's at home where they've had a lot of their beating. So Jermaine Defoe isn't bad at any time, but I'm going to go for a Tottenham win and under 2.5 goals at 12-5.
Jermaine Defoe to score, by the way, and Tottenham to win. 11-2, Jermaine Defoe to score and Tottenham to win the game, which could be worth a few quid as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.